Hi, Duchess. Today is the 7th of July, 1970. And when I first came home, I thought I must make a tape to Duchess because I started to make one yesterday, but there just wasn't enough time. And now that I have started the tape, all the things I was going to tell you just aren't in my head, which is usually the way. I've just finished reading your latest letter. I got it this afternoon. It was the one in which you enclosed one of the reports from Seton Hall, which was very interesting. I enjoyed reading it, and I read the letter a couple of times. You mention a couple of things in the letter that I wanted to comment on. It was a very newsy letter. Very nice. I'm very glad everything's going well. I notice you're getting in a little social life there with Donald Freeman. And mentioned the other man named Frank. And about your grandson. That's marvelous. Glad he's coming along so well. And of course, I was very pleased to get the news from Auntie Lizzie. I think it's good that Beth and Tony got on a vacation. Poor Bess hasn't been feeling well for a number of years. I hope that, well, I guess it's better she works, but if she's so weary, perhaps she should just forget about it. But it has been a long time since they've had a long vacation, and I think the time comes when you should just take one. I was glad to hear they had at least a week or so in the Bahamas. Goodness knows, I'm ready for a vacation, too. Oh, before I forget, Duchess, I must tell you this. I'll go back to your letter for just a minute, but I don't think I mentioned this before. Today is the 7th, and on the 28th, 3 weeks from today, if I still carry through, I shall be going to Tokyo on my third R&R. If you remember, you get one R&R a year. Okay, the first year, my R&R, I went to Australia. Then for every 3 months that you extend, you get another R&R. So the first three-month extension, I went to Taiwan. And now, from June 19th until September 19th is my second three-month extension. And therefore, I'm entitled to another R&R, which I really wasn't going to take it until August or September, but we had this big meeting, Jane, Charmaine, Vera, and myself, and I think I mentioned this to you, that Charmaine was thinking of leaving in August, so since Charmaine may or may not be leaving, we don't know for sure yet. She keeps changing her mind every day, as we all do, I think. Anyway, Jane will be leaving definitely sometime in August, and she won't be back until probably the end of October. And so she did ask me if I was planning to go on R&R, would I take it in the month of July? And so I put in for it, because you have to put in for it well enough in advance if you hope to get it. And so if I take this R&R this July, that means I will have to stay until September the 19th, which is no big thing. Actually, Duchess, and we talk about this all the time. I say we, Charmaine and myself and Roseanne Barry, who is a librarian. She was also in Korea just before I was there. She was at RC1 and RC3. She knows, same area, 2nd Infantry Division. Anyway, Roseanne decided about four nights ago, all of a sudden, she just decided she was going to go home. She's been over here about 14 months, I think. And it just all of a sudden, she was hemming and hawing as to what to do. And she just plain decided she was going home. Of course, she does have a job offer that she can fall back on. So it's not quite so bad. And the library field is much more flexible in that there are so many different types of librarian positions. So that's not so bad, but it's just funny how you reach a peak and that's it. You make your mind up and you make your decision and that's it. In fact, another day like today, and I'll be ready to go home. It's been bad as far as work. We've had an awful lot of pressures. It's so hectic, Duchess. The paperwork is just piling up and piling up. Some of it is because we're shorthanded. Definitely, we're short two more administrative people. Also, Vera is so inexperienced and so new to Vietnam that she's so far. I was chewing on some nuts and I still have pistachios. I still have in my teeth. She still has not been able to get her feet on the ground with the field clubs. In addition to those reasons, we have a new director. Colonel Maiello is our new Special Services Agency director, and he just does everything backwards. It's not his fault. He has never been in Special Services before, and we have to fight him all the time on what to do and what not to do, and everything has to meet with his approval. And particularly this weekend, Jane and Vera and Gene Walton, who is the new crafts director over here, they all went to Bangkok. If you ask me, they were just plain jealous that Charmaine and I went and had such a fabulous, truly a fabulous time. Anyway, the three of them went this weekend and they never got back. They were supposed to be back on Sunday and the plane canceled and they didn't get back until 6 o'clock Monday, yesterday. And all, the colonel was really flipping his wig. And so I have been in the office the last 3 or 4 days totally by myself, and that has just run me ragged. I'm on two phones most of the day. Can you believe this? One at each ear, talking to the girls on one problem or another that they're having. So I can't see any future improvements on this paperwork because we're just so snowed under. We've got two clubs that closed last week, our two biggest and our two best clubs in all of Vietnam. We had to close them because the troops were moving out. And this is a tremendous job over here, and I get stuck with all the supply stuff. You know, they call me the supply officer, unofficially, of course, but I do handle the supplies from Soc Trang to the Delta. I'm sorry, from Soc Trang to Quang Tri, the very north to the southern tip. And it's a tremendous headache, and it drains me. Anyway, okay, I was going to tell you something else. Oh, getting back, Duchess, to this trip I'm going to take at the end of the month, July 28th, I hope to get at least a couple of days at the fair, the 1970 fair at Osaka, Japan. From what I understand, when you get to Camp Zama, which is the R&R Center just outside of Tokyo, they do have these touring agencies where you can pay, oh, I don't know, 100, from about $120 or $30 to $200 to take 2 or 3 or 4 days to the fair. I would like a couple of days. I have spoken with many people who have been there, and from what I understand, it's extremely crowded. And if you're lucky at all, you might get into the U.S. pavilion or to the Russian pavilion. So I think 2 days maybe would be enough. And then what I'll do the other few days, I don't know. I get a whole week in Tokyo. And of course, again, the transportation doesn't cost me anything, just my own expenses. And at the rate I'm going, I always spend a small fortune in a matter of a few days, much less a week. But of course, I depend on my checking account. I do have, oh, a few $100 in there, which it's great. It really is. I'm most fortunate. The first 10 months I didn't go anywhere, and in the last 6 months I've been to Australia, Taiwan, and then of course that 3-day weekend to Bangkok, and now to Tokyo. It doesn't seem like a lot when you're here because you're ready for a trip every couple of weeks, and it's very good to get away. But as I say, I'm so tired when I get to go that I don't really have hopes of doing a lot of sightseeing. I'm getting past the sightseeing stage, I think. I do enjoy seeing a couple of things, most of all, I enjoy doing nothing, absolutely nothing. And so I do feel that I'm getting tired. And that's why I said that another day or two like the past few, and I would be very tempted to make a decision like Roseanne did and just pack up and leave. But if I can hold out, and I feel fine, Duchess. It's just that, you know how you go when you get busy days. And what gripes me, and when I started to say, I keep cutting myself off, but I would like to stay until the spring, next spring. Perhaps at this point I'm doing it for professional status and certainly for the money aspect of it. I would like to have that year in, Duchess. September will make it a year I'm in this administrative position, but in December will be the official year because that's when my paperwork came through with the 10. And so if I stay until this December, I'll have 1 year in. And when you have 1 year in, and I'm not sure if I mentioned this to you before or not, you do have what they call you have salary retention. And salary rights simply say that, and I think it's 1 year. Some people said it's two, others say it's one. But that would mean is if I applied for another government job in the future, since I have career status, I would have a slight edge on some people. But also, if I was qualified for the position I got in, it doesn't have to be in recreation, it could be in something else, although I don't know what else I would be qualified for. Anyway, you stand a very good chance of getting hired at the salary you left, if you have a year's time in at that grade level. And so this is in the back of my mind all the time, thinking that I should put the extra few months in to get that year as an administrative supervisor. It could be very helpful if I was going to stay in government work, which I am not opposed to. It's just that I don't know of anything in the government that I might want to do. I tell you, it gets pretty picky after a while. Anyway, in addition to that, I would like to have the extra money, since I don't have any permanent employment lined up. It could be a number of months before I got employed, after I finally got home. So these two reasons alone seem pretty sensible to me. I like the work here. It's just that we're just so short. I just see darkness. You know, I can't even see the light in the tunnel. We're so snowed under. And I'm working on 18, 20 projects a day. And it has gone so long, the shortage of personnel, plus the fact that I'm very disappointed in Jane, in the organization of our service club branch. I really am, Duchess. I gave Jane a great deal of credit as being very, very capable and very, very organized. But I just see so many areas that we duplicate our work, so many piddly-and-damn things that we have to have a staff meeting on, when there are very important things that must get done, that must have our attention, and these seem to get pushed back all the time. Plus the fact, like, and I'm going to get fired, Duchess. Oh, I just do things, particularly the last 3-4 days I've been by myself in that office, and as I say, it gets extremely busy, and Colonel Maiello has been down on a number of occasions, and I use these occasions to point out to him that this has to be done, and we should be doing this, and a letter must go here and there. And Jane gets very annoyed if anybody talks directly to him without consulting her first on everything. Well, there isn't time, Duchess. She's one person, and 5,000 things have to go through her. And this isn't good. This is why she has us as her assistants and area directors to handle these things. And I think we're capable. I'm not blowing my own horn, but I think Vera's capable of handling a number of things that Jane must make a ruling on. And I think Charmaine and I are experienced enough that we can handle our load. but you feel like puppets, really. So anyway, this is my critical tape again of the quote establishment, unquote. Like today was a good example. There was a program directors meeting for 3rd and 4th Corps program directors, and it was held down in Saigon at Tansanut at the USAHAC Service Club. Well, we all couldn't go for the whole thing, so Jane told me to go in the morning, and so I caught a plane down, and I stayed for a couple of hours, and then I caught a plane back, and Jane and Vera went down in the afternoon, and Charmaine stayed down all day. Anyway, my morning session, the program directors had a lot of gripes and things that they were mad about as far as USAVI, not training them and not explaining things, not paying attention to them. And they're justifiable, these gripes, really. And so I told them that we were trying to change certain things and that I would welcome anything they wanted to gripe about. And I sincerely would try to make changes. And this is what I've tried to do in the past. And the girls are, as I say, they're sound, well, they're not all gripes, but some of them were sound suggestions and ideas for improvements. And anyway, so this afternoon about 5 o'clock, Colonel Maiello asked to see me down in his office, and so I went right down, and he was discussing some supply problems and some items we have in depot and so on and so forth. And then Jane got back while I was down in the office, and she came running down the office and just really barged right in on our little conversation and just said, well, what's going on? She says, I'd like to be kept informed. She is just petrified, Duchess, whenever I get to talk with Maiello alone. And the colonel is a very, he's not familiar with special services, I'll say that, and he gives us a lot of headaches. But Jane is extremely soft-spoken, very, very soft-spoken, and slow to respond, very slow, where I am very quick and very loud, I think, most of the time. And sometimes we get into a good argument, but usually he knows what's happening, he knows what we're doing, and he frequently has asked me to come down and discuss the supply system because I am more familiar with supplies than anybody else. But invariably, Jane will say, I must go with you, you can't go alone, this kind of stuff. To me, this is childish. You know, if she's gone for an hour or two, she'll come back and say, did Colonel Maiello speak to you today? What did you say to him? What did you tell him? To me, this is totally uncalled for. And so everything must go through her, and it's a delay as far as I'm concerned. Aren't you glad? At least I'm not... I'd tell you about all the gripes at work, because over here, there's very little besides work. Very little. Your news is sometimes more varied than mine, and certainly I'm learning many things about gardening, and I don't really know what some of the things you mentioned are, but that's all right. And someday I shall see all these beautiful creations. I think about the estate frequently, and I'm sure it looks lovely, Duchess. I'm sure it's one of the nicer ones that is in Holiday City. Of this I have no doubt. Anyway, I start so many things to tell you. Getting back to my R&R, on account of that's what's fresh in my mind right now. If there's anything you really would like or need, Duchess, from Japan, I'll be only too happy to get it. Don't make it something too big, but by all means mention it, and do it quickly, because by the time you get this tape and by the time you respond, there's very little time in between. Remember, I will leave on the 28th. I may even go to Saigon on the 27th, so that try to answer this if there's something you have in mind that I can pick up. Of course, most of the best buys are in that PaySix catalog that I sent you. And as long as I have the money in my checking account, I'll be only too happy to pick up anything and everything. But I don't want you to forget about it to a point where we don't get it. I keep telling myself I should get things for myself, and I don't get very far because so many things I have purchased, I know most of them are in the home, Duchess, but I forget over the years, and then your tastes change also, and the items become outdated, like the stereo. I see so many other sets that are better, and I haven't really had a great deal of use out of mine. So sometimes I hesitate to buy some things, but I still think it's a worthwhile buy, so please speak up. Bye-bye, turnover.